mysterious, crazy country, Telstra MobileNet Digital presents Martin Malloy with Mick Malloy and Tony Martin.
And today, the illegal phenomenon that is freaking computer nerds charging their phone sex calls to unsuspecting mobile phone users. Today, we give it a go and see if it works. Also today, further editions of Freak Watch, The Footy Blokes, Radio Gladiators and Moment of Truth. Mick's got some news of rather sinister goings-on in the horse game. And joining us live, comedian Sue-Ann Post. All this and more coming up on the program that every week sends somebody to Vanuatu, courtesy of Air Vanuatu and the Vanuatu Park Royal.
Ah, Vanuatu. So many memories. In fact, I feel a song coming on. My island home is waiting for me. Back to you, lads.
Welcome to Martin Malloy for Tuesday, people. With myself, Tony Martin, and this bloke here, a man who's helping draw attention to National Brain Injury Week by watching all seven Police Academy films back-to-back, Mick Malloy.
Oh, and I can't get enough of them, Tone. I'm waiting for that eighth.
Okay, we'll get to that, but Mickey, there's been a lot of talk. I have to bring this up early. Mm. A lot of talk in the papers lately about freaking. Now, do you know what freaking is?
Is it building a 12-story statue of yourself and surrounding it with kiddies screaming, I love you, Michael?
No, no.
Is it paying $20 million to a boy you didn't have sex with?
And no. Having your nose progressively chiseled away to a fine point? No, that's a different kind of freaking. Okay. And when I say freaking, I don't mean the word Robert De Niro keeps using in the modified TV version of Goodfellas.
Goddamn freaking mother freaker.
You know, I've grown up on modified TV versions, Mick, and for years I thought freak was the F word. I'll never forget the day Mum tried to send me to that Disney movie, Freaky Friday. Mum, language! It's not clever, Mum. It's not impressing anybody. In fact, you can wash your mouth out with soap and water and go to bed early. No, you'll just have to miss to the manor born off your shoot. But no, freaking spelt with a PH instead of an F basically involves calling up those 0055 sex lines that are advertised on the telly late at night and by using a bit of illegal computer work, having it built to somebody else, specifically somebody with an analogue mobile phone, not a Telstra MobileNet Digital one. Couldn't happen.
No.
Could not happen. And people are getting bills for like $2,000's worth of these 0055 calls that have been made by someone else. Or so they claim. But the question I'm asking is, how much phone sex are these freakers having? Because like, I could believe $60, $100, you know, they're busy. Yeah. They haven't got time to get themselves a girlfriend. They're surfing the net all day, accessing lists of words that rhyme with Captain Picard. A couple of hands-free toll calls to miss no embarrassing entries on your credit card statement is the nearest some of these guys get to a social life. But how do you clock up $2,000? You'd have to be talking to four or five of them at once with a couple more on call waiting. And to me, that's a signal that maybe it's time to get out of the house. But this bloke in the paper yesterday, let's just call him Mr. X or Mr. Triple X perhaps, his mobile phone bill was $1,600 for 230 calls, mostly of short duration, but many as long as 2 hours. And he's had a hell of a time explaining the bill to his wife, but eventually turns out he's been freaked. And who would do that? Who would... Mick.
I didn't mean to hurt anyone, Tone. It was beyond my control. It's those ads. They get you every time. Okay, so I know those girls probably don't look like those pictures, but they never stop, Tone. They never stop. Call now. Call now. Call now. So I called a few times. And not just them. Everyone. Fantasy lines. Racing tips. Prayer of the day. I even called...
Oh, Mick, you didn't.
John Blackman's joke line. I'm sick, Tone. I need help.
Was that a two-hour or just one of the quick ones?
I couldn't transcribe quick enough. Wait till break 11.
Okay, we'll find out. But I tell you what, Mickey, let's do a bit of freaking ourselves. If everyone's doing it.
Could we?
Let's jump on the bandwagon and let's call one of those sex lines. Who can we have it billed to? Who's got a mobile phone? Who uses it? Angry Anderson. He's always on the mobile phone.
We'll get him for free.
His next challenge, explaining his phone bill to the missus. But here's a good one. Tell you what, I'll call this one. Carmen Lawrence's Fantasy Line. Good. Here we go.
Hi, you've reached the Carmen Lawrence Fantasy Line. Carmen's waiting to take your call. Just speak after the tone.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
What are you wearing?
I can't recall.
Is it something black and sexy?
I can't recall.
Is it one of those crotchless numbers?
I have no recollection whatsoever.
So what time do you get off?
I can't remember.
Martin Malloy.
Back soon.
On the all-new SAFM.
Let's make it last all night, so says Jimmy Barnes on Martin Malloy. And Mick, there's another billboard controversy.
Is there?
We've had quite enough billboard controversies lately, but there's another one in Sydney, and I'm sure our Sydney listeners are all too familiar with the story, but let me just lay it out for the rest of the country. It's a billboard for Nokia mobile phones. Mm. It's got a giant mobile phone on it, which flashes messages on its display screen. Now, there's been a bit of trouble, because one of the messages it's been flashing is, quote, JTF7 super F dot 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 liar. Mm. Super freaking liar, I suppose, is what that means. And apparently JTF7 just happens to be the code name of one of the ex-cops testifying in the Police Royal Commission. Yeah. But wait! It seems there's a perfectly innocent explanation, well, according to the papers this morning. Listen to this and just see if you believe this. A junior account executive at the ad agency responsible had to think of an eye-catching message to run on the billboard and has come up with JTF7 Super F dot 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 liar. Now, I would have thought maybe, why not buy a Nokia would have been the go.
Exactly.
But no, her message was meant to be, and just bear with me, people, because it's a bit tricky. It was meant to be about an airline flight, flight FTF7. You see, okay, fair enough. Yeah. The bloke programming it has slipped and typed in JTF7 by mistake, which just happens to be the code number of a witness at the Royal Commission. Okay. I'll buy that. Mind you, I also believe Michael and Lisa Marie are sleeping together. Now, what about Super F dot 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 liar? Well, Super is apparently a reference to a large aeroplane. You see?
Or a big one.
Yeah, it's a super aeroplane. Makes sense. Okay, sure. While F dot dot liar is meant to be a reference to flying. You see, flyer. You see, but the bloke typing it in is accidentally spelled it F dot dot L-I-A-R instead of F-L-Y-E-R. You see, there's a perfectly rational explanation, darling. I was working late at the office. I spilt perfume on myself. There's lipstick on my face. A woman tripped and fell on me in the lift. And the judge at the Royal Commission's bought it. This ad agency, they should be writing alibis for the O.J. Simpson trial. They're geniuses, these people. But I think I might give this a go. Mick, you remember when I left that note on your desk saying, Mick, you're a complete bastard?
Yeah, I do remember that tone, and it hurt.
It was a spelling mistake. Hey? It was just a... See, Mick Yura was meant to be Mildura. Complete, that was actually concrete.
Oh, I see.
And bastard, that was company. You see, Mildura Concrete Company.
It's also clear to me now.
It was an idea for a phone call we're going to do on the show.
Oh,
you see?
Tone.
Makes perfect sense.
I'm sorry. I didn't. Give me a hug.
A written apology is what I really want from you, Mickey, if you can sort that out.
I'm on the case.
But I reckon that the ad agency, they didn't need to go to so much trouble. I reckon they should have just blamed the whole thing on freakers. I mean, it's a giant mobile phone. It could have been them. That phone's so big, Charlie Sheen could charge his 0005 calls to it.
Martin Malloy.
Yeah, and what?
Well, Mick, you
wouldn't. Yeah, and what?
Well, Mick, you wouldn't believe it. Then he said.
Yeah. Back after this song on the all-new SAFM. Rock on.
We've had another ad agency on the line, Mickey.
Have we?
Another spelling mistake on a billboard. Mm-hmm. Apparently, look, I'm wearing no knickers is actually supposed to say Royal Commission Total Sham. So
I see.
Yes, and this is Martin Malloy.
Hello, I'm Kerry O'Brien, and welcome to a very special edition of Lateline.
With the warring parties in Bosnia ignoring the ceasefire and endangering the lives of thousands of civilians, we assembled a high-powered discussion panel for tonight's program, including Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic, American Vice President Al Gore, and UN leader Boutros-Ghali. Unfortunately, none could make it, so instead our panel comprises, from Channel 7's Footy Unlimited, Pilko Prentice.
G'day, Kerry. How are you, mate?
From 9's Let's Talk Footy, Wacker McStanger.
Thanks, Kerry. Good to be here, mate.
And from 10's Footy, one of the great colourful characters of the game. You just never know what he's going to say next, Smacker Spargo.
G'day, Kerry. How you going?
Yeah. And also with us on the panel, for no real reason, Max Sharam.
I've been to Europe and Japan.
Well, let's get the discussion underway. Smacker, what do you make of Karadzic's refusal to accept the terms of the ceasefire?
Mate, Radovan Karadzic is about as useful as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking competition.
Yes, indeed. Oh, dear. Pilko, any comments?
Oh, mate, I'm not touching that one.
Wacker?
Oh, mate, I'm letting that one go through to the keeper. Mate, if Radovan Karadzic had one strictly enforced demilitarised zone, it'd be lonely.
Oh, mate, you are a shocker. Oh, mate, I'm not touching that.
Oh, dear, where does he get them from? Max, what are your views on Bosnia?
Chocolate, bananas, teapots, elephants.
Yes, quite. Mate, if she spoke a word of sense, it'd be lonely.
Oh, mate, give him a wide berth.
I wouldn't go near that one with a 50-foot pole.
And here's what happened when Smacker went out onto the street to canvass your views on the Bosnian situation.
Hello, madam. Can I ask your views on Bosnia?
Well, I personally feel that...
Hang on a second. You'd be a bit of a stupid old foreign bag, wouldn't you?
Oh, he's a shocker.
Well, I think that's all that needs to be said. Max Sharam, any final comments? Well, until next week, we'll leave you with this reminder about our new video, The Best of Late Line.
Out now on video, The Best of Late Line, featuring in-depth discussions of Chechnya.
Mate, if Yeltsin had a day off the piss, it'd be lonely.
The Middle East.
Arafat, he's some kind of wog, isn't he?
Oh, mate, I'm not touching that one.
And the International Conference of Women in Beijing.
Mate, I reckon some of those delegates had been sworn in with the ugly stick.
Oh, mate, you are a shocker.
SAFM.
Okay, but we're running a tad late, are we, Gracie? Just time then for me to mention in the next hour, Sue Ann Post is popping in. She's going to be talking footy. So that's good.
Excellent.
We'll get some footy tips out of Sue Ann. Also coming up, Radio Gladiators. And just quickly, Mick, have you heard Gloria Estefan's new single by any chance?
No, I haven't.
Turn the boat around, got to keep on.
This is Martin Malloy, brought to you by...
We're back, it's Martin Malloy. And Mick, I have to ask you, are you someone who uses a calendar? Do you actually look at the calendar every morning, get out of bed and just see what day it is?
No, I don't, Tone, but I'm going to start from about this week, because there's some bloody good calendars out at the moment. Have you seen them? There's one this week that has just been released. It's a new calendar for scientists. Some of the top people with top PhDs and all this stuff, and it's out.
Hang on, so it's like, so hang on, you got your supermodel calendars.
Mm-hmm.
You got your sports
women, footy sports man calendars, all doing this.
You're telling me there's now a calendar with scientists?
Scientists. I saw one today. Everyone was just looking around going, come on, check out the brains on that. You know, going, oh, do you reckon those brains are real? Nah, they couldn't be real. Is that the natural brain colour?
And this is bona fide.
There's also another one now, which is a garbage collector. I'm not joking. There's a calendar out, and it's, you know, your Mr. February,
Mr. Wednesday.
Mr. Wednesday. Well, maybe not Mr. Wednesday, Mr. Give me another month.
Oh, I reckon December.
December!
That used to be a month when I was a kid.
And basically what they do is they get their calendars.
Yeah.
and throw them in the back of the truck.
Of course they do.
there's the deal done.
But really, what you're saying then, in a nutshell, is that no matter what kind of occupation someone's got, there's the opportunity to whack out a calendar.
Absolutely. Sounds like a cue for it.
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
That would entail having, 355 of them? 355 scientists. Dear, oh dear.
Nonetheless, I think we've set it up. I think we've set it up beautifully, I reckon. That's,
seamlessly.
That's an award winner. That's just that setup. I hope people have taped that at home because, you know, listen back to it. And lessons for young players.
If they don't, we'll put it on the best of promo or something. Yeah. Just
round the clock.
Set your video recorders.
What we want is calendars. We want ideas for calendars based on occupations. So you can call up and go, I reckon there should be a calendar of this particular group of people. And you have to have an example of what, say, Mr. January would be doing or Mrs. January might be doing this. We're not going to give any examples because we'll get people calling up with that. So you've got to think of an occupation and something for them to be doing on the calendar.
Yeah.
And if it's a good one, we'll do our very level best to get it into the news agents by the end of the week.
Absolutely.
Because that's
our commitment.
Yeah, that's the kind of power we wield here at the desk of Martin Malloy. And the prizes, well, it's a Sony Discman. It's a very small stereo. It's worth
How heavy is it?
It's very light.
Lightweight? Yeah, you call it lightweight?
Because it's the lightweight Discman.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if it was like a brick in your pocket playing tunes at you, that wouldn't be of help to anybody, would it?
I mean, you know, we wouldn't be giving away brick as a prize on Gladiators.
Well, who knows? By Christmas.
I reckon we could sell it.
Things could change. But who's it brought to you by? It's brought to you by 4-and-20 Pies. Now, have you seen the 4-and-20 calendar, Nick?
I've got it up. It's the only one I've got up. I've got it up on the fridge.
It's
and,
Mr.
Drives
January.
Me mad.
Mr. January's just a picture of 4-and-20 Pies sitting on a plate.
And then you've got Mr. February, which is a 4-and-20 pie draped quite seductively over the bonnet of a Chevy.
and Mr. March, that's just a 4-and-20 on a banana lounge.
On a banana lounge. Then you've got your Mr. June, which is a 4-and-20 pie with a boa constrictor wrapped around it.
Oh,
it gives me the horn tone.
That'd be up the back.
Every time.
That'd be up the back in the vacuum seal pack, that one.
You know what I'm looking forward to one day, Tone? A lap dance from a 4-and-20 pie.
Oh.
Because it wouldn't get more steamy, stroke raunchier than that, would it? I want to see a movie called Show Pies. I'd be going to that.
You know what I'm looking forward to, Mickey?
Mm-hmm.
The end of this segment. Is there light at the end of the tunnel?
Must be close now.
Call now with your ideas for calendars on 1-800-657-657. Martin Malloy on the new SAFM. Here on Martin Malloy, and I should just point out, it's Radio Gladiators, and I think there's been some confusion, because I've heard Emma, our assistant, on the phone, and she's going, no, it's not wacky pie ideas. No, wacky pie ideas, I'm afraid, is our job.
Yeah, leave it to the professionals, people.
And I think that's probably our fault. We've brought that on ourselves, Mick Malloy. Mm. No, the challenge today on Radio Gladiators is because there's all these calendars coming out, there's, you know, you've got your supermodels and sportsmen, now there's a scientist calendar, and there's, what's the other one? There's
garbage collectors.
Garbo's calendar. So we think we can go even better than that. Introduce the Gladiators, Mick Malloy.
Well, our first caller today is Seth. G'day, Seth.
G'day, Mick. How are you?
Not too bad at all, mate. Now, you've had a brainwave. What is it?
Oh, well, it's different. I think it'll be the Pentridge Prisoner's Favourite Naked Water Calendar.
So we're talking prison waters.
That's right.
And we're talking nudity.
Yes, in their favourite position, yes.
What's the favourite position?
Well, I think if the prisoners had to choose it, in summer they'd send him to Sahara, in winter they'd probably send him to the back of Russian Gulag or something.
That's a much cleaner answer than I was expecting.
I don't think that's what the position the prisoners would like to see them in at all. I think what I'd like to see them in would be maybe, because there's lots of bars there, maybe if they could do some kind of pole work, you know, drape themselves around the pole and lick it with their tongue or something.
Oh, I didn't think of that, Mick.
You can put it up in the cells. Lots of fun for everybody.
I hate to spoil your party, Mick, but I reckon we can go better than that.
Can we?
Let's see what Shane's got to offer. Shane, what's your suggestion for a calendar?
Someone, a paper boy doing, like riding his bike and he throws out the paper and it hits someone in the head.
All right, so it's kind of a comedy, kind of a calendar.
And then, like, for the months that it'd have on the paper, it'd have, like, January and February on the papers.
Yeah. So you've got a good bit of a concept going there, have you, Shane?
Yep.
So it's not a very good one. Basically, it's nude blokes on bikes.
Yep.
Is that what you're talking?
Yeah, you got me. Okay, so we got nude.
You'd be going out to meet the mailman every day, wouldn't you? Not just for school results. You'd be waiting. You'd be waiting by the mailbox. Let's see this bugger in the nude again.
Okay. Oh, I think we can still go better than that, Ben. What's your suggestion?
Well, my idea is like a computer engineer. Like, there's a room with several computers linked together, and there's about two people running all around the room trying to manage them.
Tell me, are you a computer engineer, Ben?
No, but my dad is.
All right. Does he get into that freaking? Is he on the 0055 numbers all night?
You can say that.
So it's a computer engineer's calendar, is that right?
Yep.
That'd just be like people dressed like the guys from Star Trek, wouldn't it?
Yeah, more like that, yeah.
Captain February. Guy at a computer dressed as Captain Kirk. Like to see it. Thanks, Ben.
Okay, let's see what Jason's got to offer. Jason, what's your idea for a calendar?
My idea is that we should have a Baywatch calendar.
A Baywatch calendar?
Hang on, Tone. I think he's onto something. Say again?
A Babe Watch calendar.
A Babe Watch calendar. So what, you've got, what, voluptuous naked women on it?
Well, only one.
Who?
Pamela Anderson, and she's missed every month of the year.
I just get the feeling you've already got that calendar in bulk at your place there, Jason.
Yeah, always sleep one-handed.
Okay,
of course,
well,
you do.
Thanks for admitting that on national radio, Jason, but I'm afraid there is no prize for you. Have we got Chris on board? Chris?
Yeah.
What's your suggestion for a calendar? And please, keep it clean.
Okay, fair enough. How about the taxi driver calendar?
Oh, yeah, yes. You're talking turkey. Just send the picture out. Who would Mr. January be? What would he be up to?
Oh, driving down Beach Road, butt naked. And a few nice young ladies hopping in at the same time.
Yeah. Now, nice. I think I'd like to see maybe a cab driver just sort of seductively line over.
Oh, it'd be a good look, wouldn't
it? That'd be good, yeah, because you get all types of shapes and sizes.
Of a Kingswood, and he could just, a naked cab driver on the bonnet and just holding up a souvlaki and all the stuff's just pouring out of him and running down him and onto the bonnet of the cab.
And you know he's on tariff too.
Yes, I think you've hit the winner there, Chris.
All right.
We'll see if we can get the cab driver calendar into the shops by the end of the week.
Well, beautiful. We're looking out for it.
And you've got the Sonny Discman.
Oh, excellent.
And he's talking politics as he's lying there.
He's just going, oh, they're letting all these bloody foreigners into the country. Oh, yes, it's a very attractive picture. So you're our winner today on Radio
excellent.
Gladiators. We'll play again tomorrow. Stick around, people. In the next hour, we'll be joined by Sue Ann Post.
This is Martin Malloy.
And in this hour, Moment of Truth is back. Mick Malloy blows the lid off the latest racing industry scam. But next up, we're talking footy with Sue Ann Post. And it's all brought to you by, well, the people at the forefront of anti-freaking technology, Telstra MobileNet Digital.
Do not adjust your radio. Martin Malloy.
It's the second hour of Martin Malloy, and as if you didn't know, the whole country is just in the grip of footy mania, and it's kind of been and gone in Sydney, I suppose, but the rest of the country is still just talking footy, thinking footy, eating footy, drinking footy, living footy. And most programs at about this time have got a bit of a footy expert on, someone like with a name like, I don't know, Sturlo or Chooker or Whacker or Macker or Bazza or...
So you got it covered.
Yeah, someone like that. But no, we've decided let's go to somebody who really knows football.
Mm.
And please make a welcome, it's Sue Ann Post! Now, Sue Ann, I don't know whether you know much about footy, but we needed to talk footy on the show today, so I'm afraid you're going to have to. What do you know about the world of football?
I know every code there is to know.
Yeah.
What's your favourite code?
Aussie rules.
Aussie rules.
Aussie rules. Total convert. Moved to Melbourne 4 years ago. Grew up with league. Mm. Five league-playing, 6'3" brothers.
Did you ever play some league yourself?
I did indeed.
Did you? What position would you
front
play?
Front row forward. Thank you very much.
Front row forward. In amongst it. Not hanging around.
Oh, maybe we should paint a visual picture for your listeners.
Please.
6 foot. 18.5 stone, missing front tooth. She looks like a front row four.
Well.
Our college, once a year, had an all-women, all-tackle game, a rugby league.
Mm. Was there a lot of gamesmanship leading up to that? Was there, you know, all that kind of...
Oh, it was a bit of a joke, really.
Was it?
The guys would take us aside and, you know, train us for a week and, you know, pissing themselves laughing, basically.
Now, being a Melbourne girl, you and being into the footy, you would have been glued to the telly last night, I'm guessing. Watching football's night of nights, at least in Melbourne anyway. The Brownlow medal, and were you having a look at that?
The Brownlow counting? Yes, yes, I saw that for the first time, so now I feel like a real Melbourne person. I have sat through Bruce McAvaney and Ross Oakley going... One, two, three.
For people in the rest of the country who don't get the very fine Brownlow broadcast, can you guys just set it out let people know what they're missing?
I think it goes everywhere. I think it's kind of national now anyway.
Is it? Really?
You know.
It's so thrilling.
It is. As you said, you know, the winner ends up on about 16 or 17,
hey.
And it takes 2 hours to get there, 3 hours to get there, and that's it. It's just, you know, someone pulling numbers out and going, yeah, there you go. Three, two, one.
It's great telly, though.
Mm. And they just repeat the process 22 times.
And
each round of football.
Each round of football.
And it's blokes sitting at tables. Is there alcohol served?
I saw some definite champagne last night.
Did
in
you?
The Brownlow medal winner's hand at the podium, no less.
Yeah, you see, now this is the way the Logies used to be run when it was good. Remember when the Logies was people sitting at tables just tanking on?
Well, that's how they should present those Nobel Peace Prizes, I reckon. You get a room full of ex-footballers, you get them half whacked, and you start saying stuff like, on a Boutros Ghali, three.
Gareth Evans. Oh, one.
Nothing. Diddly.
Minus one.
That'd be good, wouldn't it, if they started taking votes off? Because even Glenn Ridge does that, doesn't he? You know, if you get someone wrong, you will subtract your score. Let's see if your footballer's on minus 20.
Now, did you watch the big halftime entertainment at the football, the Sydney Grand Final? Did you happen to see that, Sue Ann?
Yes, I did. Mm. The floating television.
What do you make of all that?
Oh, I was just going, gets better and better each year.
How do they come up with these things?
Cheer squads. How come Melbourne doesn't have cheer squads? Girls with pom-poms. We need that in Melbourne.
But did you say to yourself at the end of it all, I've got to get me some pay TV?
Oddly enough, no. I'm one of those, how was it, time-rich, cash-poor people.
Okay. So there'll be no repeated episodes of Nanny and the Professor for you?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I think this has been one of the most rewarding discussions of football I've ever been involved in. Yeah. Your footy connection, Martin Molloy. And can you stick around, Sue Ann?
Sure.
Because we're not finished with you yet. We'll be back with more in a moment on Martin Molloy.
Martin Molloy back after this for the all-new SAFM.
That's Tears for Fears here on Martin Molloy. Sue Ann Post is sitting on the panel today, and you may have seen Sue Ann's work on the ABC comedy program Something Hot Before Bed on Thursday nights. And Mick, have you seen that show? It's the program where the comedians think it's funny. They think it's clever to use bad language.
Is that right?
And Sue Ann, I don't think that sort of thing.
They've used the freak word.
They have. I don't think that impresses anybody.
It shows a lack of imagination. I was always told when I was growing up, if you can't think of something clever, you use crudity.
Yeah. That is crudity.
You know, Sue Ann, they didn't have to swear to get laughs in The Good Life. I don't see why you have to.
Have you ever seen an episode of Birds of a Feather?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing suspect whatsoever.
I'd just like to say here, I barely ever use crudity myself.
Yes, yes. No, we're actually lumbering you with the tag there. Sorry about that, Sue. And what you are doing, though, is, in fact, supporting American comedian Bob Smith. Is that in Melbourne at the moment, or is
that
moved on?
We've just finished Melbourne, and I'm going up to Sydney tomorrow.
All right. Now, Bob's an American. Have you been introducing him to our quaint customs here in Australia?
Well, Well, I've been a bit naughty. I don't know what happens with Americans. A demon girl comes out and, like, a few drinks one night, and I just said, Bob, let me explain cricket to you. Oh, and dear, he almost ran screaming from the room. They've already seen a little bit on ESPN, but, you know, they know enough to know they don't want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, Americans.
That would have dragged on some, wouldn't it? There would have been quite a bit to explain there. Anything else? He's, I mean, because I suppose most comics, when they come to any town, you ply them for local references. But I imagine coming to another country completely, he'd be at you non-stop, so...
Well, no, actually.
No?
he speaks the international language of stuff.
Oh, does he?
Okay.
He's Mr. Generic.
Well, I don't know. Yes. No, maybe he's
You've got
he's
to go and
good.
Work with him tonight. That's what you say.
Tomorrow night at the Harbourside Brasserie in Sydney at 8 o'clock. Lovely. I'll be there.
It is fun, though, Sue Ann, to mislead Americans. I find that. Do you do that yourself?
It's a joyous thing. We used to do it a lot when I was younger because I grew up Mormon and we'd get lots of Mormon missionaries coming out from America. We were naughty. In Sydney, they used to send them down to the Harbour Bridge to see the kangaroos crossing at 5 o'clock.
Did they?
Yes, they'd be there with the cameras waiting. We used to tell them that Vegemite was chocolate spread. Just watch them layer it on a bit of bread and then just...
Go mad.
Slowly go purple.
And how long were you a Mormon for, sorry, sir?
19 years.
19 years.
No visible scarring.
Invisible scars. You got the book coming out soon? Yeah, I would. 19 years. And that was just non-stop knocking on people's doors.
Well, I didn't actually have to, I got out of the door knocking. Because girls go at 21, you know, if they haven't got married by then. They go at 21.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I was 21, I'd left.
Bye.
And do you still keep the bike? Are you still... Do you have to give the bike back? Do they come round for the bike?
Do you go to reunions? Do you all get together 10 years down the track? Remember the heady days?
No, but I can tell you a good way to spin them out a little bit when you see them on the street.
Could you?
Well, not you personally, but...
Listen up, people. Here it comes.
Women. They're not allowed to come within an arm's distance of single women while they're touring around. So just go up and stand right close to them and watch them freak out. Put their arm. Oh, no, arm's distance.
Next time I hear that knock at the door, I'm gonna be into the pantyhose drawer quicker than you can say, and I'll be all over them. Gary Sweet style at the Fashion Industry Awards.
So that's why there was always a couple of metres between Donnie and Marie on all those specials. That explains it.
And, well, of course, why they don't get public transport.
Oh, well, there you go.
You wouldn't want to be also rubbing up shoulder to shoulder on a tram.
No.
It couldn't be done.
It's an educational program, Martin Malloy. I'll give it that.
Now, cracked open that Mormon thing, haven't we?
Now, Sue Ann, we can't... thanks for coming in today, but we can't ask you to leave without doing an impression you did for us on the show last time, and we've had a lot more requests.
Just have to cough.
She's just gearing up for it.
I'm preparing.
It's your impression of the bloke from Gladiators. Take it away, Sue Ann Post.
Gladiators.
That's fantastic.
Originally from Dr. Claw.
Of course.
Dr. Claw. I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
And wasn't there a commercial where that voice was used years
this
ago?
This is how I first developed. Years ago at school, late 70s, there was a Menage ad for men's aftershave, and it was a very deep voice. And we're sitting around the schoolyard one day, and we're all trying to go deeper than everyone else. And suddenly I come out,
Menage.
And everyone freaked. I just thought, where did that come from? I don't know.
And I don't know if you've noticed, Mick and myself are both wearing the Menage today.
Oh, and I thought it was Brute, but never mind.
Oh, no, not for us. Okay, thanks for coming in today, Sue Ann Post.
Yes. And don't forget, Harbourside Brasserie, 8 o'clock.
Here on Martin Malloy.
Life's short. Listen hard, Martin Malloy.
Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, a bottle of black and a flush. Dumb and Dumber on video. It's a real stinker.
Now available at your local network home entertainment centre.
Okay, well, I think that's time for us to get out of here. Thanks to our guest today, Sue Ann Post, and all our radio gladiators. Tomorrow we'll be favoured with a visit from one H.G. Nelson. He'll be talking grand finals and all kinds of stuff with us. And we'll leave you tonight with what happened earlier when we called the Carmen Lawrence Fantasy Line.
Hi, you've reached the Carmen Lawrence Fantasy Line. Carmen's waiting to take your call. Just speak after the tone.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
What are you wearing?
I can't recall.
Is it something black and sexy?
I can't recall.
Is it one of those crotchless numbers?
I have no recollection whatsoever.
So what time do you get off?
I can't remember.
Martin Malloy is a misguided production in association with Half-Baked Ideas and Ill-Conceived Concepts Proprietary Limited. Brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital. Pete Smith speaking.